Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are back in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. We're in Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verses 1 through 21. And here, the religious leaders question Jesus about the Sabbath, and Jesus challenges their narrow interpretation of Sabbath observance. Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath, and the religious leaders begin to make plans to kill Jesus. And the passage concludes with a quote from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. And again, we start off this week with God's saving word is wisdom. Wisdom. And so let's begin reading Matthew chapter 12 at verse 1. Not long afterward, Jesus was walking through some wheat fields on a Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, so they began to pick heads of wheat and eat the grain. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus, "Look, it is against our law for your disciples to do this on the Sabbath." Jesus answered, "Have you never read what David did that time when he and his men were hungry? He went into the house of God, and he and his men ate the bread offered to God, even though it was against the law for them to eat it. Only the priests were allowed to eat that bread. Or have you not read the law of Moses that every Sabbath the priests in the temple actually break the Sabbath law, yet they are not guilty? I tell you that there is something here greater than the temple. The scripture says that it is kindness that I want and not animal sacrifice. If you really knew what this means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Well, Jesus left that place and went to a synagogue where there was a man who had a paralyzed hand. Some people were there who wanted to accuse Jesus of doing wrong, so they asked him, "Is it against our law to heal on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answered, "What if one of you has a sheep and it falls into a deep hole on the Sabbath? Will you not take hold of it and lift it out? And a human being is worth much more than a sheep. So then our law does allow us to help someone on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man with the paralyzed hand, "Stretch forth your hand." And he stretched it out, and it became well again, just like the other one. Then the Pharisees left and made plans to kill Jesus. When Jesus heard about the plot against him, he went away from that place, and large crowds followed him. He healed the sick. He gave them orders not to tell others about him. He did this so as to make come true what God had said through the prophet Isaiah, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, and the one with whom I am pleased. I will send my spirit upon him, and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor put a flickering lamp out. He will persist until he causes justice to triumph, and on him all peoples will put their hope." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, where Jesus said, "The scripture says, it is kindness that I want, not animal sacrifice. If you really knew what this means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." You know, beloved, the thing that just strikes me most about this passage of Scripture is that on several occasions, Jesus does something wonderful. He does something that no one can argue is good. Everyone would accept that this is a wonderful miracle from God above, and yet the mere fact that it didn't agree with the prevailing doctrine of the day forced these people to begin to plot the death of Jesus. Oh my goodness, this doesn't fit into our, way that we run things. And so somebody's got to die. And I would love to say that that type of attitude has gone away, you know, decades, millennia ago, but unfortunately, it's still the same today. People have their favorite little doctrines, and anybody who disobeys with them is, we just need to get rid of that person. Let's pray. Dearest Jesus, you are Lord of the Sabbath and God's servant. Teach me to have a humble spirit and to be open to your teachings that I may be a channel for extending God's wisdom. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close. Beloved, join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37, where the religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God bless each one of you richly in the knowledge and the wisdom of God. God bless.